This podcast does not constitute an endorsement by the United States Army or Department of Defense.
Hello and welcome to the Soldier for Life podcast. I'm your host, Master Sergeant James Wire, the Education Director for the Soldier for Life program. Thank you for tuning in and listening as we share resources, information about employment, education, health and wellness, Army retirement, and more for our military and veteran communities. We're excited today to be talking with DOD's Executive Coordinator for a program called MilGears. MilGears is a customized career building tool developed to assist you, our military members, while you serve through transition and beyond. Whether you're committed in completing a single enlistment term or obligation, or plan to build a career within the military, understanding the pathways towards reaching your personal and professional goals can be daunting. MilGears exists to help you plan and achieve your goals by highlighting career possibilities and help you visualize how to reach those goals. Our guest today is Master Chief, United States Navy retiree, Mr. Keith Boring. He is the Acting Division Director of Strategy, Innovation, Credentialing, and Voluntary Education at the Naval Education and Training Command. Today, Keith will give us some insight about the MilGears platform and how service members, veterans, and family members can utilize the platform to help achieve their goals. Hello, Keith, and thank you for joining us, and welcome to the Soldier for Life podcast.
Great. Thank you for having me on your podcast. It's great to be here.
All right. So if you don't mind, could you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what you're doing in your current role?
Sure. As you mentioned, I'm a retired Navy Master Chief. Cryptologist was my specialty. I've been working with the services COOL programs, that's Credentialing Opportunities Online, since 2005 while I was in uniform. Then I retired and kept the same job as civil service. So I'm now a government civilian employee, and I work with COOL, United Services Military Apprenticeship Program, USMAP, which Army is a part of, and now MilGears. I'm a member of Rear Admiral Cherico's staff at the Naval Education and Training Command here in Pensacola, Florida. And as you've mentioned, one of my additional roles is to serve as the DOD's executive coordinator across all the services, voluntary credentialing programs.
Yeah, sounds like you're doing a lot out there.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
All right, so I actually discovered the MilGears platform when I went to the Council of College and Military Educators Conference. And I discovered that there was a lot of good information being put out and how soldiers and veterans can actually use this platform to, you know, benefit their careers. So to kick it off, can you just tell us a little bit more about what the MilGears platform does and the history, background, and, you know, why the organization was created?
Sure. So we started MilGears, or the concept of MilGears, in 2014, and MilGears went live in 2020. And it is available to all services, all service members, active, reserve, guard, spouses, family members. It's publicly accessible. So MilGears is powered by COOL, so Army COOL, Navy COOL, Air Force COOL, all the services COOL programs. And it helps individuals connect their entire portfolio of learning and experience to customize career and educational opportunity pathways. So that's prior service, education, training, work experience, off-hour, off-duty training, education experience, and on-duty. So that, you know, with MilGears, you can explore those career pathways and learn about interesting roles that align directly to your holistic background. You can assess how current experience lines up with job demands and requirements, and you can connect with workforce education opportunities to advance your career goals. So MilGears is a suite of tools that serves a wide audience. So from service members to veterans, employers, academic institutions, career counselors, and again, family members, dependents, spouses, and much more.
And can you tell us a little bit more about what MilGears offers as far as like the programs, the services, and resources?
So the core functions or core features that are built into MilGears right now, and more are coming, we have a Quick Explorer, Engage My Career, Cyber IT, Cybersecurity Workforce, and Military to Mariner. Those are the core tools that are built in right now that you're able to access right now. With Quick Explorer, without adding any of your information, you can explore to say, what does my MOS align to in civilian world? Or what does my MOS align to education, training, certifications, and growth opportunities? The Cybersecurity Workforce tool allows the individual to explore whether they are eligible for the cybersecurity, DOD's cybersecurity workforce, or if you're part of that, how you can grow and get additional roles within the cyber workforce. The Military to Mariner tool provides pathways into those civilian maritime occupations. So Army does have a quite a large maritime contingent. So those soldiers that want to continue into the maritime occupation, whether that be blue water, brown water work, that Mil to Mariner will show them pathways of how to get into the maritime occupation and whether they qualify for what roles in the maritime occupation. And the big tool is the Engage My Career tool. So with that Engage My Career tool, that looks at the unique individual. So we'll say that you're a 15 November Army avionic mechanic. Your background is different than any other 15 November because you may have had different education, you know, off-duty education, different duty stations, different side occupations like recruiting or instructor. So even though you may be have the same MOS, every soldier is unique. So Engage My Career looks at the unique individual and builds a customized pathway to show that unique individual, because of what you have in your background, here's the certifications, licensure, academic degrees that best align to you, as well as here are the civilian occupations based off of your holistic background.
Okay, awesome. So from my understanding, can you plug like your joint service transcript into MilGears and then it will produce something for you?
Yes, absolutely. So you can plug in your joint service transcript. For the Navy, you have the electronic training jacket. If you're a veteran, you have the VMET. And then the Army, you have all the other different Army academic tools that you can upload. And what that does is in the Engage My Career or the Maritime, it saves you time by, instead of you have to hand jam all your data in there, it'll pull that data in automatically for you.
So who are the actual services for? I know you mentioned the veterans, transitioning soldiers and spouses, but can family members actually use this platform as well?
Absolutely. So even though you look at MilGears and you see, you know, you can upload your joint service transcript, well, a spouse or, you know, or your family members may not have that. But there are sections in there where, you know, do you have any federal employment or do you have any civilian jobs? And it'll build that pathway for you. So you can just upload, you know, you can just plug in your civilian occupations if you have it, any academic or certifications or licensure, and then it'll build those pathways and then you can develop that plan from there.
Okay. So if you're trying to, I guess, find a job, will it basically tell you the information that you need as far as education-wise to get that job?
Yes, yes. So if you use the Quick Explorer, it'll give you that general information saying to enter into this occupation, you need an associate's in whatever, or a bachelor's in whatever, or a certification. If you use the Engage My Career tool, it'll look at your unique background and say, and it'll say, well, you already have this. You've met the requirements. So here are the civilian job openings right now, and click here to learn more or apply for those jobs, as well as federal jobs. So based off of your background, your MOS training already is the equivalent. You don't have to get this certification or this degree. Here are the federal occupations on USA jobs that are open right now. Here's how to apply.
Oh, that's awesome. Can you tell our guests how they can access these services or get involved and find out more information?
Sure. So MilGears is a publicly accessible website. So the URL is https://MilGears.osd.mil, because this is a DOD program. Or you can simply Google MilGears and it should be the first, you know, of the results. There's quite a lot of user help resources baked into MilGears. So you'll see help contacts, question boxes where you can click and it'll give you more information. And if you get stuck, there's a help and submit feedback button where the MilGears team can provide individual assistance. You know, if you want, you know, how do I upload this, or my record isn't uploading, or it's not pulling in everything, or how do I just save or print these documents?
Okay, awesome. And is there a cost associated with the program to the soldiers, veterans, and spouses?
No, there's no cost at all to use MilGears. That's an official DOD website that's open to potential Army applicants. So those that are thinking about joining, parents, soldiers, veterans, spouses, and for those that are active and reserve soldiers, it'll lead you to resources where you can get like certifications paid for through Army COOL or Army Credentialing Assistance or tuition assistance paid for through Army TA.
Okay, and then for the, I guess the process for the family members, do they have to be tied to a DOD ID number, or how does that work?
No. So the MilGears right now is a publicly accessible website. There is no login or CAC or any authentication into it. So anybody can use it and use it as an exploring tool or for their own personal use. There is no authentication into it at all at this time.
Oh, sounds real easy to access. So can you talk about how does organizations help employers who are looking to hire soldiers, veterans, or spouses? I guess what's in it for the employers?
Yeah, so MilGears provides the tools that allows users to find military-related or civilian or federal-related occupations. And part of that resulting information includes connections to things like SkillBridge. That's where transitioning service member can get involved with a partner employer to do that training to get a job post-service. We link them up with federal job openings via USA Jobs, as well as job openings throughout the country via the National Labor Exchange. So what MilGears also provides is when you use MilGears and use that Engage My Career, it creates a learning and employment record. So what that means is if you're familiar with the Joint Service Transcript or your Army records, it just gives you that snapshot of what you've done in the military, what training, you know, boot camp, what training you went through, duty stations. MilGears looks holistically. So if you have off-duty education training, prior service education or training, or other work experience, it includes that into that learning and employment record, and that learning and employment record that service member can send to potential employers, and that helps with, you know, getting selected towards that job post-service.
Okay, so it sounds like it really does help translate what we're doing in the military to, you know, the civilian employers.
Absolutely. And don't think of MilGears as a transition tool solely, because it is also a workforce, well, it's a recruiting tool to help bring people in to the Army and other services. It's a force retention and promotion advancement tool as well, because we want to retain the best and brightest. So it shows pathways of how to grow and excel while serving in the military, whether that be active, reserve, or guard.
Are there any new or future things that MilGears is working on?
Absolutely. So we've got quite a lot in the hopper. Some of them I'll reveal, or a couple I'll reveal, and others are kind of being worked. Right now, we're working towards a 2024 release of MilGears where users can CAC or multi-factor authenticate into MilGears. Right now, it's a publicly accessible website, and it'll always be that.
Okay.
But if you want to, instead of having to upload your Joint Service Transcript or your Army records or service records, if you CAC in, it'll pull that in for you automatically. So it saves you that time and effort.
Oh, wow.
So it just helps you save that. But it's not a requirement. And if you're a spouse or family member, if you don't have a CAC, then you just do multi-factor authentication where, you know, you tie it to your phone and it sends you a PIN, things like that. Yeah. So this will allow that automatic population of MilGears for the individual if they wish to use that. And we're also exploring on how MilGears can be used in recruiting so that your talent acquisition teams, recruiters, can assess a civilian applicant's background to find the best fit within the military occupation. So looking holistically at that civilian that's thinking about joining, we can perhaps direct assess very well qualified individuals into targeted military occupations as well as advanced pay grades. So kind of think of it as, if you have an individual that has a cyber background before joining the Army, you know, instead of enlisting in the Army in a totally different MOS, we can best utilize them in the Army as a cyber, you know, workforce individual. So that's what MilGears is looking at next, is how do we bring in the best talent and get them into the right military occupation and pay them well, maybe an advanced pay grade because of that.
My last question for you. So do you know if MilGears is actually talking with the reassignment branches, and are they using this platform?
That is upcoming very soon. So that's one of those hidden in the background because the Navy already has that. So if you go on the MilGears site, you'll see a tool called Navy CDST, Commonality Decision Support Tool. And that is how the Navy is using that reassignment or moving from different occupations within the military or within the Navy. So the Navy already has that. We're already discussing that with all the other services behind the scenes. That's one of those hidden in the background, but sneak peek, you'll see that coming up soon.
Okay, awesome. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you, Mr. Bourne, for joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
All right, if you're an active duty service member, a transitioning service member, a veteran, military families, or even employers looking to hire, please check out the MilGears website at milgears.osd.mil. And thank you to everyone who decided to tune in and learn more about programs available to soldiers, veterans, and their family members. Once a soldier, always a soldier for life.